Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show the number of children born with syphilis in the U.S. is higher than it's been in 20 years. The number of cases of congenital or from birth syphilis more than doubled between 2013 and 2017. And the state with the highest reported incidence of the disease is Louisiana. Dr. Rebecca Gee is the secretary of the Louisiana Department of Health. She joins us now. And Dr. Remind us why we were so worried about this. What is syphilis? What does it do?
So, of course, syphilis is a disease that causes neurodegenerative conditions and was described as a disease that caused madness. Of course, what we're dealing with in Louisiana is congenital syphilis, or babies who are born with this condition at no fault of their own and live with lifelong sequelae. And so this is should have been a disease of the past, and it's only as a result of broken systems of care and disinvestments in public health over a generation that have led to a resurgence, and it's something we're taking very seriously.
Well, let's talk more about that. When you say sequelae, it's a word we've been hearing. That means consequences. We have consequences of this. What is happening, first of all, for these babies?
So babies born to moms with syphilis can have poor pregnancy outcomes. They can have death. They can have symptoms that result in deformities, delays in development or seizures, problems like rash, enlarged livers and spleens, jaundice, which makes babies turn yellow. They can have syphilitic rhinitis or snuffles that can be highly contagious. Yeah. Of course, longer down the road, they can get damage to their bones, teeth, eyes, ears, and brain. So this is a serious problem.
So why? Tell us more about why you think it's happening, this lack of attention. What's going on?
So when Governor Edwards and I started in 2016 in Louisiana, one in four people in Louisiana did not have access to health care, only through an emergency room or through a charity system that had long wait lists. With our Medicaid expansion, we've changed that, and 480,000 people now have access to care. But the result of generations of people not having access to care means that they had infectious diseases and conditions that went unrecognized. Syphilis is really a result of a lack of investment in public health systems, a lack of ability of people to get access to care. And, in a country like ours, it shouldn't be happening.
Well, I mean, what kind of care? Are you talking about preventive care? Because we should add, it's not just syphilis. The CDC reported last month that the total number of cases of syphilis, but also gonorrhea and chlamydia, these are all sexually transmitted, reached a record high in 2017. So is it information?
I think it's a variety of things. Of course, Louisiana is one of the poorest states in the nation. 40% of our residents live below 200% of poverty. And poverty, lack of education, lead to risky behaviors. And, of course, that plays into high syphilis rates, but also when people don't have access to primary care. I called CVS this morning to see what it would be like for a patient to get a syphilis medication treatment for their syphilis, and they told me it would cost between $400 and $3,000, depending on whether I had insurance or not, and that they don't stock it and they have to order it. So you think about, even if you are able to get a diagnosis with syphilis, so you have access to primary care, or you've been in an emergency room and had a syphilis test, it's very hard to get access to this medication because the pharmaceutical industry has raised the price. And so there are a variety of reasons why it's hard to get treatment. But it's also important that people get access to primary care. And it's also important that women who often are in prenatal care are getting reinfected by their partners. So some of this is classic public health, and our public health professionals are the silent soldiers of these diseases. And when over years you've disinvested in them and you've just invested in public health clinics, it means that the safety net for things like HIV, infectious diseases, even vaccines in hard-to-reach areas has eroded.
Okay, quick lightning round. Can you cure syphilis with these treatments? Can you prevent it by, say, wearing a condom? And is there anything a mother can do who has syphilis, you know, obviously if she's going to have a vaginal birth, to keep from passing it on to her child? And is that how it's passed on to the child?
Yeah, it's transmitted mother to child. It is very curable through penicillin G or penicillin. It just requires that women get treated. Some women need multiple treatments and some because they may get reinfected or one treatment isn't effective. And so the treatments work, but they require stable access to care. They require identification of the partner and treatment of the partner. And of course, we can prevent transmission. But what we're finding in Louisiana is a lot of women are getting infected during pregnancy. They may have had a syphilis test, but they didn't get a repeat test. And our legislature passed in 2014 a law that requires opt-out testing, but still some women are falling through the cracks.
Dr. Rebecca Gee, Secretary of the Louisiana Department of Health, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And then, by the way, she tells us that condoms do help.